Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. On this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's almost afternoon. Welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, where today it is a matchup of two longtime arch rivals separated by only 8 miles. It's the Fort Recovery Indians and the St. Henry Redskins. Hi, everybody. Ed Thurman on hand here today on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Well, go back about a week or so, and these two teams met over in St. Henry in a marathon five-game match, which Fort Recovery finally was able to pull out in the fifth and deciding game. That last one was 15-9, and the first two scores were just back and forth. I don't think either team won by more than about 6 or 7 points at the most. But these two teams, very even, very competitive. They wanted it, and they gave it their all that night. Fort Recovery came up with it. That night, it was a MAC conference matchup, and of course, Fort Recovery won. This is not a conference matchup today. Because of the COVID-19 rules where you cannot play in invitationals on Saturdays, they are making up, the spots they would have lost in those invitationals by playing MAC conference teams again, and thus these do not count in the conference statistics. But don't tell anybody listening or here that that's the case, because these two teams just flat out like to beat each other. It's always competitive. It's always fun. It is Fort Recovery and St. Henry today, and we'll be back to tell you about it and get started with all this coming up here on WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Ta-da! Hi, folks. I am Safety Man. I want everyone to have a safe harvest. Do your lights work?
Here, let me turn them on.
Wow, do they ever. How about them blinkers?
Click.
Great. Look at those blinkers blink. Reflective tape?
Check.
Hey, I could not get my hand in here.
Safety Man, that shield is there to protect you.
Yeah, I knew that. I did.
Oh, brother. Sure you did, Safety Man. Folks, have a safe and enjoyable harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hey, good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians today from Dr. Tom Banta and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Dr. Banta, located on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Back after this on WPGW.
Power and versatility. The Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Portside Field House in Fort Recovery. Today it is Fort Recovery. The Indians come in here with a record of 13-2 and taking on the St. Henry Redskins, who are now 11-5. And like we said, these two teams just a little over a week ago had a marathon classic over at St. Henry. In the junior varsity game this afternoon, Fort Recovery won it quite handily, winning the first game 25-23 and then coasting in the second game for a 25-13 win. So the JV Indians winning their match this afternoon. We look at the MAC standings, and like I say, this is not a MAC conference matchup today. New Bremen and New Knoxville are still on top. Both are undefeated in conference play at 6-0. Fort Recovery is tied with Marion Local for third place at 5-1. St. Henry is next in fifth place at 3-3. Then it's Minster at 2-4. Coldwater and Parkway both at 1-5. And also Versailles at 1-5. And Delta St. John's in the number 10 position at 0-6. But still, the MAC conference very competitive, very strong when it comes to high school volleyball. And this one is exactly what we think it's going to be today. Very competitive, very hard-hitting, and we are ready for action. It is the home-clad Indians in their purple uniforms with the white trim, and St. Henry with the black shorts and the red and white jerseys as they come in. So here we go with game number one today. Glad to have you along on this very nice-looking Saturday afternoon. Enjoy yourself. Be careful, and if you're out in the combine picking, be careful today and have a good harvest. I know I got family members doing that very thing this afternoon, so got to say hi to them. All right, here we go, and St. Henry will be serving first, I do believe. And the officials with some last-second words. And, yep, we are ready, and it will be St. Henry to serve the first one here. Game one, we play best 3 out of 5. And if the past history means anything, we might be here a while. So here we go. Redskins will be serving from left to right on your radio. Glad to have you today on WPGW AM and FM Portland, Indiana, just after 12 noon. And here we go. Here comes the opening serve for this match. Here it comes, and it is dug out by Fort Recovery, right to the net, and hit back by St. Henry. The setup and the kill, nope, saved by Fort Recovery. They will set it up. Here comes the kill, and it's down. Put down by Garkey, as Marissa Garkey got it ricocheted off the hand of a St. Henry player, and it's 1-0 in favor of Fort Recovery. Going back to serve for the Indians will be Hope Wendell. Hope. To our right, she's ready. Here it comes. Clean serve. Hit deep. Back to the net. The set. The kill. Blocked out of bounds. And the point will go to St. Henry. So just like that, we're tied at 1-1. And the service back over to the Redskins. Light crowd on this Saturday. A lot of folks having to work and things. But if you're listening, glad to have you with us. Here comes the serve by St. Henry. The serve way out. That went way far to the left. Service goes back to Fort Recovery. Indians lead here in game 1, 2-1. Marissa Garkey will be serving. Flies into the deep of the backcourt. It is dug out. Here's the set to the net. Hit and a hit. Saved by Fort Recovery. Put back across. Set up by the Redskins to the net. The kill. Blocked. Kept alive. No. Glances off. A handover and into the stands. Point St. Henry. Ties the game at 2-2. Substitutions coming. Several of them now for St. Henry. 2-2 our score. The serve will go back to St. Henry. We are in the opening game. JV went to Fort Recovery 25-23 and 25-13 just a little while ago. St. Henry to serve from left to right. Going back deep there where the bleachers are cranked back. There's a long one, and it's way too long. Too much oomph on that one, and missed the line by a good 8 feet. Point to Fort Recovery. Serve to Fort Recovery. Indians lead 3-2. Here is Kiki Wendell. She will be firing. It's a good service. It is dug out. Here's the set and the spike. Nope, kept out of there, and then a miscue. Two players kind of bumped into each other, and the ball goes off, and the point goes to St. Henry. We're at 3-3. The match just a week ago Thursday between these two and St. Henry went over 2 hours. It was long. It was exciting. Here's a good service by St. Henry. Fort Recovery pounds it back over. It is dug out to the net. The set. The ball back over. Fort Recovery will set it up. Here they come. And the pound down is blocked. But it was blocked out of bounds. And the point goes to... Now wait. Point goes to St. Henry. 4-3, the Redskins lead. Nope. Has to go the other way. They're giving the point and the serve to Fort Recovery. Here comes the serve, and it's deep out to the net, and the kill will be out. Nope, it glanced off a hand of a Fort Recovery player. Point goes to St. Henry. 5-3 on the scoreboard as St. Henry leads here in game one. St. Henry still serving. Here's the serve. That's deep. Oh, and it just dropped in. Right on the line, an ace, and it's 6-3 St. Henry. So St. Henry on a string here. They've scored 4 in a row. And now officials are talking, they're correcting the scoreboard. I wondered about that. They gave a point to the wrong team earlier. That's why I thought it went to Fort Recovery, so now it should have gone to them. So actually the score is 5-4. Okay, I wondered about that. So the points add up, and now I think they're checking over here at the scorer's table. Scoreboard says 5-4 in favor of St. Henry. And they're making some changes. And we want to get folks put right together so there's no confusion in the communication there at the scorer's table. Officials got it set. Everything now checks out. It's a 5-4 lead for St. Henry. So they have that all squared away. 5-4. The Redskins will be serving, and they lead by one. Here's the serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. High goes off to the ceiling. They'll pop it back over. Dug out by St. Henry. Now toward the net. They'll doink it over. Put right back and off a hand. And the point goes to Fort Recovery. Tried a little light one, just doink it over, but there was a defender there to slam it back. And the point goes to Fort Recovery, and now we're tied at 5-5. So 5-5 is your correct score now. They've got everything squared away. Indians now will be serving. Here comes Paige Forkamp, dug out by St. Henry. They'll set it up, and it's put into the net. Nope, it's coming over, and it's Fort Recovery putting it back in, and it's a nice kill. Glanced off of the St. Henry player, but right into the net and down. So Fort Recovery takes the lead back now at 6-5. We're in game one of the match. Paige Forkamp will fire again. Here is Forkamp with the serve. Clean, deep, and in an ace. St. Henry players thought it was going to go out. It did not. Just inside the line for an ace. And it's 7-5 in favor of Fort Recovery. Paige Forkamp will do it again. Forkamp. Here it comes. And she fires it almost same place. Dug out, though, by St. Henry this time. The set. And they'll put it over. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set. Here comes a kill. Put over. Oh, into the net. And the point goes to St. Henry. Paige Forkamp did not get enough oomph on it, and it goes into the net. So the point goes to St. Henry. It is 7-6. Fort Recovery leads by one here in game one. And St. Henry will serve it back. Here's the Redskins and the serve. Dug out. Oh, glances off a hand and out. It was a left-handed serve, and those are very hard to handle. Just like a knuckleball, and it ricocheted off the hand of a Fort Recovery player and out, and we're tied at 7-7. Here comes the left-hand serve again, and that's out. This time the Indians let it go, and it was too long. Fort Recovery gets the point and the serve back. 8-7, Indians lead. Don't forget, this is not counting in the MAC standings today. This is just a regular season but non-conference matchup. Here is Marissa Garkey dropping one in, or check it. It's blocked at the net, saved, set up by St. Henry, blocked, and it's across and the point to St. Henry. I meant to say it was Aubrey Konapke who was serving for Fort Recovery. Point to the Redskins, and it's an 8-8 tie. St. Henry now with the serve. Here comes the hit, deep. Dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. The slam. Dug out, goes across, but back over and down. And that was Whitley Rammel right there at the net. Didn't have to do much, just kind of doinked it down and got the point. 9-8 in favor of Fort Recovery. Coach Guggenbiller is substituting freely here in this game, and he's going pretty deep off his bench. This is the third match of the week, though, for the Indians. Here's a little serve lightly over the net, set up by St. Henry, blocked, kept alive by the Indians, and kept alive again, back over the net to St. Henry, to the net, here's the set, and it'll be doinked, blocked, put back over, and I think we got a two-handed set, we did. They call the palm, and the point will go to Fort Recovery. 10-8, the Indians lead. Hope Wendell will serve it again. Pops it over, drops it in there. Here's the set to the net, and the block. Blocked nicely by Rammel. Kept alive by St. Henry. They'll fire it again, but that's out. Tried for the sideline, missed it. Point, Fort Recovery. 11-8, the Indians in the lead. And this is the biggest lead that either team has had here in the opening game. Hope Wendell to serve again. Fires it, and it's out. A little too wide. Point St. Henry, serve goes back to the Redskins. 11-9 is your score here in game one. The serve now for St. Henry. And it's hit deep and that's out. So several mistakes in a row by both teams. That point goes to Fort Recovery, 12-9, Indians lead. And back to serve is Marissa Garkey. Garkey fires it deep and out. And just mistake after mistake. Both teams have made two straight mistakes on serves. It is 12-10 with Fort Recovery leading St. Henry. And now the serve back to the Redskins. 12-10 is our score here in game one. Here comes the serving for Lydia Whirling of St. Henry. It's clean, dug out by Fort Recovery. Saved up there, the set put into the net, and the point to St. Henry. Couldn't quite get it over the top. 12-11, Fort Recovery leads by one, and St. Henry and Wendling will be serving it again, or Whirling, excuse me. Lydia Whirling will serve it here for St. Henry again. The serve, clean, dug out, out trouble, and Fort Recovery does get it over the net. Set by St. Henry, they'll doink it over, blocked back over the net, now put up and in by Rammel, can't get it down, it's saved, here's the hit, into the backboards, and it's saved away, and Fort Recovery gets it back over to the net. Here's a little doink, it's put up, hit again by Fort Recovery, Rammel into the net. Could not really get her balance, and that off-balance move hit it right into the net. With that, we're tied at 12-12. 12-12 is our score, with St. Henry still serving. Now for the lead. Whirling fires it. Clean. Set up by Fort Recovery. And Fort Camp's ball is blocked, and it's good. The point goes to Fort Recovery. So the Indians get it back, get the lead back, 13-12. And here is Kiki Wendell now to serve. Clean serve. Set to the net by St. Henry. And the doink blocked back by Fort Recovery. Set back up. Here's the ball into the net. Just over, and it drops in. Boy, that was kind of a desperation move as the St. Henry player just basically used the fist and popped it over, hit the net, and dropped in. 13-13 the score. Here's the serve for St. Henry. The set to the net. Fort Recovery hits it off a defender. Kept alive by St. Henry. Here's a kill way long. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery will take the lead back at 14-13. And now for the Indians. They again go to the bench. And serve is Emma Collig. So Emma Collig goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. Indians lead by one. Left-hander drops it over. Kept alive by St. Henry to the net. The kill blocked. Kept alive. Back to the net. A little doink. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. Still up in the air. It's hit deep. It's kept alive by St. Henry. Back to the net. Here's the kill, and it's down. Just kept working. Tie game again, 14-14. Games are just back and forth. Service now to St. Henry. And here comes the serve. Clean. Fort Recovery will set it. Here's the ball put back over. Picked up by St. Henry. Kept alive to the net. And the kill blocked. Kept alive by St. Henry. Here's the set. The power move ricochets off a Fort Recovery player. Point St. Henry. St. Henry takes the lead back 15-14. This is the first game of this match, and St. Henry's in the lead. Here comes the set. This is by Grace Lang, and it's long. Point will go to Fort Recovery. We're tied again 15-15. And now here's Paige Fortkamp to serve for Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp fires it deep. Did it go in? Nope, it's out. Just long. Just missed that line. We knew it was going to be close, but it went out. So the lead back to St. Henry, 16-15. And the service will go back to the Redskins. And Ella Delzeith will be serving it now. Left-hander just got it over the net. Set up by Fort Recovery. The pound block. Set up by St. Henry. The kill. Nope. Picked up by Fort Recovery. The set. The kill. Way long. Did it go in? Yep, it did. They say it was on the line. Point goes to Fort Recovery. Had to wait and see. And they decided it was in. We're tied again, 16. And here comes Aubrey Konapke to serve. The left-handed knuckleball right into the net. Point to St. Henry. Redskins lead 17-16. Back and forth and back and forth we go. Now the Redskins will serve. And they will now get it back to Brianna Seifering. It's a clean service set up by Fort Recovery and pounded down. Whitley Rammel slammed it home. 17-17 tie. Serve will go back to the Indians. Well, if anybody can get on a run here late. Hey, 17-17 tie. Hope Wendell goes back to serve. Here's the service. It's deep. It's dug out by St. Henry. Far side, they pound it and pound it down. Perfect setup for the kill. Lead goes back to St. Henry, 18-17. St. Henry coming in 11-5 on the season. Fort Recovery 13-2. Two very good teams. Service back to the Redskins. Here's the serve. Dug out by the Indians. Saved right at the net and the pound into the net. Couldn't quite get her there. Point to St. Henry. Redskins lead 19-17. And back to serve will be Laura Beike. Here is the serve. Saved by Fort Recovery. They'll have to pound it over. They do. It's dug out by St. Henry. Here's the doink. They'll go across. Set up by the Indians. They go for the kill. Pounded down. And to the far side. St. Henry somehow gets it back over. Rammel will save it. Across the way. The kill put down off the St. Henry player. And the point to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp slammed that one home. It's 19-18, and the serve back to Fort Recovery. This game is like a pendulum, as we thought it would be with these two arch rivals. All right. Marissa Garkey now serving for off the top of the net. It's a clean serve. The set, the kill, and in there. The Redskins were able to put it down deep. And it's 20-18 in favor of St. Henry. And the Redskins will be serving again. Neither team can get more than about a two-point lead. So here they come, as Werling will be serving again for St. Henry. Her serve, good, dug out by Fort Recovery. The kill, put down, and it's in. Slammed home there by Fort Camp to the far corner and clean. Point Fort Recovery, 20-19. And now Kiki Wendell will be serving for Fort Recovery. Trying to tie this one up here. Here's the serve. A little doink and almost dropped it in. Dug out by St. Henry to the net. They power it. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. To the net, Fort Camp puts it down. Slams it down, and we're tied at 20. Just good basic offense there, and it works to a charm. 20-20. Kiki Wendell now trying to give the lead back to Fort Recovery. Here's Wendell's serve. Puts it over, just drops it in for an ace. Nobody went for it. She just, lightly as can be, drops it in there. 21-20 in favor of Fort Recovery. No. No, they gave it to St. Henry. And now the ball returned and it's out. Somebody apparently got into the net on the previous serve and thus the mistake. So here we are tied at 21. And it's Emma Collig back in service for Fort Recovery. 21-21 tie. Here's the serve. And it goes in, set to the net. Here's the ball, put down and put in the corner by St. Henry. Redskins take the lead back, 22-21. This one's just going to go back and forth the entire distance, probably all day. And now here's Lorette Robinette serving for St. Henry, and it's long. Point to the Indians, ties the game up at 22-22. Now Paige Fortkamp will be serving for Fort Recovery. Fortkamp to serve. Fortkamp fires it into the back. It is saved, set up, and the ball way out. But off a fingertip of a Fort Recovery player, so that one, that's why it went long. It ricocheted off, point to St. Henry, 23-22. And the Redskins back in the lead. And now we got a timeout being called by Fort Recovery. 23-22, the lead is for St. Henry, and we're back after this on J Country 101 PG-14.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The serve goes back to St. Henry, leading 23-22 here in the opening game. And the Redskins trying to put themselves in position to win. Here's the serve. It is dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. The pound deflected. Hit again, and that's going to drop for a Fort Recovery point. Ricocheted off two players. And the point goes to Fort Recovery. We are tied at 23. Got to win by two. So someone's got to get two straight points. And now here's Fort Recovery, and they go with Grace Guggenbiller to serve. Clean serve. The setup, far side, hit over, and put in by St. Henry. And now St. Henry leads 24-23, and game point coming. And the serve will be Brianna Seifering for St. Henry, looking for game point right here. 24-23. Here it comes. The serve is good. Dug out to the net, put down. Saved by Fort Recovery. They get it back across. Dug out by St. Henry. To the net. The kill blocked by Fort Recovery for the points. Great defense. Ties it up at 24-all. 24-24. And now, the Indians with a chance to take control. And it will be Hope Wendell serving again for Fort Recovery. 24-24 here in game one. Wendell fires it. Dug out by St. Henry. The set. Here's the kill. Blocked. Blocked again. It comes out. Here's the ball put over. And it ricochets off into the crowd on the point to St. Henry. And St. Henry leads 25-24 and game point again. And now a timeout again called by Fort Recovery. 25-24 as the Redskins lead the Indians. And we're back after this on J Country 101.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Now these two teams, ultra competitive, especially playing each other. It doesn't matter what the sport. Good example, the football game last night. Fort Recovery led, but then St. Henry battled back and won 22-21 late. That's just typical of any sport these two teams, these two schools will compete in. So now St. Henry with game point again. Here comes the serve. And it is dug out by Fort Recovery and put right down. They dug it out, sent it to the net, and it was put right down. And the point and the game goes to St. Henry. St. Henry wins the first game 26-24. And we will be back with game two. And we're expecting a marathon match again between these two today. We're back in just a minute with game two here on J Country 101 and PG14.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mow, dig, haul, lift.
versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, game one of the series goes to St. Henry, 26-24. Fort Recovery will be serving here in the second game. Ultra competitive? Yeah, we knew it was going to be this way. Here we go. Fort Recovery with the first serve. Hope Wendell fires it over, and it's set to the net. And the hit dug out by Fort Recovery. And the set, and it's deflected, hit back over, and hit out. It was deflected over, and the point goes to Fort Recovery. Went off a defender. Hope Wendell goes back for a second serve. 1-0, Fort Recovery leads in game two. St. Henry won the first game. Here's the serve. It's clean to the net. The set, the pound, blocked nicely. Dug out by St. Henry. Here's another kill try, deflected off. And the points goes to St. Henry. So the service goes back to the Redskins. We are tied at 1-1 in the second game. And here comes the St. Henry serve from our left. And it is put in there. Oh, and that was a nasty one. That was just a knuckleball right off a defender's arm and into the wall. A point to St. Henry. So that goes as an ace. 2-1 the score. With St. Henry leading here in game two. The St. Henry serve coming again from Brianna Seifring. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Right to the net. They'll pound it over. And it's a good one. Whitley Rammel got it. Hit it to the far side. And a diving St. Henry player hit it, but the wrong way. Point to Fort Recovery. We're tied at 2-2. And now here's Marissa Garkey to be serving for Fort Recovery. Garkey fires it in there. That hits off a player. It's set to the net. Put back over by St. Henry. Save to the net. The pound down. And that was Rammel again. They set her up perfectly, and Whitley Rammel slams it home. 3-2 in favor of Fort Recovery. So the Indians serving again. Here's Marissa Garkey. Garkey fires, drops it in, and it's off a defender's hands and almost up here to the broadcast booth. Just a couple of rows short. Point for Fort Recovery. Indians lead 4-2. Garkey looking for her third straight service points. Here's the serve, and that hit high, going to be tough, to the net. They will pound it over, but into the net. It was hit so deep, you knew it was going to be tough for St. Henry to get it back over, and they could not. Three straight points for Garkey, and she looks for number four. Here's the serve, drops it in, set up to the net, the pound, blocked over, and who touched it last? The point's going to go to St. Henry. It was hit out of bounds by Fort Recovery. So that snaps the serve string. Ball goes back to St. Henry. 5-3 the score. Fort Recovery leads here in game two. Here's the serve. Clean. Dug out by Fort Recovery. And it's put over by Fortkamp. Dug out by St. Henry to the net. Doinked over and mishandled by Fort Recovery. In the mid-air, the Fort Recovery, or the St. Henry player looked like he was going to slam it, just doinked it, and Fort Recovery bit on that. 5-4, Fort Recovery. Here's the serve, good and back over the net, kept alive by Fort Recovery. The set put down nicely. They got it to Rammel, and she's just as good as gold. 6-4 in favor of Fort Recovery. Now Kiki Wendell comes in to serve for the Indians. Indians lead 6-4 here in game two. St. Henry won the opening game, 26-24. Here's the serve, dropping deep back, picked out by St. Henry, and they put it down for the kill. Point St. Henry, 6-5 the score. Both teams going very deep off their bench today, getting a lot of new faces in there. 6-5 with Fort Recovery leading, but St. Henry to serve here. And it's Lydia Whirling again, and she fires it. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, the doink, picked up by St. Henry. The set, they'll doink it over. Kept alive by Fort Recovery to the net. Fort Camp then hits it high, dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set, block, dug out by Fort Recovery, set to the net, and then we got a serve, we got a problem, they're out of bounds. It was hit while out of bounds to the far side. Point St. Henry, ties the game at 6-6. Can't step beyond the out of bounds lines. 6-6, here's the serve, dug out, the set, and put down, and blocked, and to the near side, and it's out of bounds. That was set up by the hard hit there by Paige Fortkamp, and the defense couldn't hit it back. Point to Fort Recovery. Indians lead 7-6. So now for the Indians, it will be Emma Collig goes back to serve it. Here is Collig. Left-hander fires, drops it in. Dug out by St. Henry. The set, the kill, and good kill. Hit off a defender, but down, and the point goes to St. Henry. We're tied at 7-7. We're in game two. First game was won by St. Henry. Here's the serve. Just got it over the net. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The doink. It is set up to the net for the kill. Blocked. Put back up there. The set. St. Henry hits. Blocked again. Fort Recovery digs it out. Here's the set. Here's the hit. Down. Nope. Out. Just missed over there. Fort Camp just missed it by inches. Point to St. Henry. St. Henry leads 8-7 with the serve. Here it comes. Just dropping it across the net. Fort Recovery digs. Puts it over and down. Three defenders at the net, and they just kind of little doink over there with the fingertips, and no one could get to it. Point two, Fort Recovery. Tied at 8. And here is Paige Fortkamp to serve. Fortkamp fires it. Having trouble. St. Henry will be able somehow to get it across. The set to the net. Here they come. Put, block, picked up by St. Henry. It's the set. Now they're going to pop it over. It is set to the net again. Now Fort Recovery will put it in. Deflects off. Picked up by the second girl. Across the kill. Dug. Oh, no, went in. Was able to drop in. Point will go to St. Henry. And here comes the serve. And that's kept alive by Fort Recovery to the net. And a little doink dug out by St. Henry. They go across to the net. They put it down and a point. And now the point, yeah, they were a point off on the scoreboard. It's 10-9 in favor of St. Henry. They've got it right now. Make it 10-8, actually. 10-8. And a problem hitting the wrong point. Here's the serve. That's out. Point goes to Fort Recovery. Now it's 10-9. And it's the serve goes back to the Indians. 10-9. St. Henry leads here in game two. St. Henry won the first game. Here is the serve. It's kept alive by St. Henry to the net. Blocked, but out. And the point goes to St. Henry. Makes it 11-9 in favor of the Redskins. And now lots of substitutions for both sides. 11-9 is the score, with St. Henry leading Fort Recovery here in game number two. First game went to the Redskins, 26-24. And here comes the service right into the net. You can almost see that one coming just the way that she hit it, and Ella Delzeith knew it too. Point to Fort Recovery, serve back to the Indians. It's 11-10. And it'll be Hope Wendell going back over to serve it. So here's Wendell. Fires it across. Set right to the net and put down, but dug out by St. Henry. Cross the way. Fort Recovery sets. Rammel puts it down. Rammel slammed it home with the kill. ties the game at 11. 11-11. And the serve will go back to Hope Wendell. So Wendell goes back to try and give Fort Recovery the lead. Here's the serve, deep, dug out by St. Henry, to the net, the doink, and it's going to be dug out by Fort Recovery, to the net, blocked, kept alive somehow, deep, put back up, Fort Recovery will get it across, it's dug out by St. Henry, they'll set it to the net, the kill, dug out by Fort Recovery, set to the net, the kill, it's deflected off a defender, St. Henry now will set it up, the kill, down. Several opportunities for both sides on that one, but finally succeeding is St. Henry, and the Redskins take the lead at 12-11. And the serve will go back across the way, and it will be Brianna Seifering to serve it for St. Henry. Here is Seifering, fires it, dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. They'll slam it home. Marissa Garkey finally got that one to drop. We're tied at 12. And Garkey goes back in service. So Garkey will serve for the Indians. 12-12 the score. Here comes the serve. Drops it across. Hit high. Set up. The kill to the far side. Blocked, and that'll be a Fort Recovery point. Blocked right off a defender into the far end of the gym. 13-12, Fort Recovery leads by a point. We're in game two. First game went to St. Henry. Fort Recovery trying to knot it up at a game apiece. Marissa Garkey will fire it, drops it back there to the net, the set, the kill, dug out, and then mishandled by Fort Recovery. Ties it up at 13. Sometimes when you're diving there, it's hard to get it to a teammate. And that was kind of the case there. 13-13 is our score. And it is the serve for St. Henry. Kept alive by Fort Recovery to the net, put down, and Randall ricocheted that off a defender and ends up in the cheap seats. Point to Fort Recovery, and it's 14-13. Now back is Kiki Wendell for Fort Recovery. Fires it across, dug out to the net, kept alive, put down, blocked, kept alive by Fort Recovery to the near side, and it's Fort Camp trying to get it across, saved by St. Henry, and then the slam. Anytime they can get it across to Brianna Seifering, she's tall and she powers it down. It's 14-14. Neither of these teams gives up much in the way of a run to the other. Every point so important. Here's Lydia Werling serving again for St. Henry. Werling fires, dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the set to the net, doinked over for a point. Nicely done by Fort Camp. The defense thought it was going to be a slam. She just dropped it in where they weren't. Point to Fort Recovery. 15-14, Fort Recovery leads by one. And it'll be Emma Collig going back to serve it for Fort Recovery. Here's Collig, left-hander, fires it deep. It's somehow safe by St. Henry. Back to the net, they'll get it across. Fort Recovery sets it. Here comes the kill. Power down for a point. Just in by Fort Camp. And Fort Recovery's lead is now 2, and I don't think either team has led by more than 2 in this game. 16-14 in favor of Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery serving. Collig, the lefty, puts it again in there. It's set up toward the net and powered down for a kill by St. Henry. 16-15, it's a one-point lead for Fort Recovery, and the serve goes back to St. Henry. The serve is now coming far side. That is by Mia Nykamp. Yeah, high up into the air. Fort Recovery now will power it down. They can't get the kill. It's set up. The ball saved by Fort Recovery. And the set. And now we got a miscue. Someone stepped over the line. And it was a Fort Recovery hand. And so the point goes to St. Henry. 16-16. We're tied again. 16-16. Here comes the serve, clean, dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the ball, deflected, far side, dug out, set to the net, put over, saved by Fort Recovery. Now St. Henry setting it up. Here's the ball put down, dug out by Fort Recovery to the net, put over, almost mishandled, and it was mishandled. St. Henry player hit it straight up, but nobody could get to it. It drops, and the point to Fort Recovery. 17-16, the Indians back in front. Back and forth, these two go. You just knew it was going to be this way when you walked in today. Here comes the serve. Forkamp hit high into the air to the net, put over and down by St. Henry. Nicely done. Just put it where they ain't, as I've heard it said. 17-17 tie. And the serve goes back to St. Henry. And now Grace Lang will be serving. And the serve is good. Set to the net. Here comes the kill. Put down and ricocheted into the cheap seats again. Almost a press row there. Off as Forkamp just slammed it down. 18-17 Fort Recovery. And the serve will go. Let's see. It's going to go to Aubrey Kanapke. So the left-hander will fire it. Drops deep. It is saved. It is set. The kill blocked and blocked out of bounds. And the point to Fort Recovery. Point to the Indians, and Fort Recovery leads 19-17. And we got a timeout being called by St. Henry. 19-17 as Fort Recovery leads here in game two. We're back after this on PG-14 and J Country 101.
It's football season, and everyone wants to be a part of the winning team. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we want you to call the right play and join our team. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group can find the right plans to protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Huddle up with us today and step inside the fort for the protection you and your family need. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Ta-da! Hi, folks. I am Safety Man. I want everyone to have a safe harvest. Do your lights work?
Here, let me turn them on.
Wow, do they ever. How about them blinkers?
Click.
Great. Look at those blinkers blink. Reflective tape?
Check.
Hey, I cannot get my hand in here.
Safety Man, that shield is there to protect you.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just checking if you did.
Oh, brother. Sure you did, Safety Man. Folks, have a safe and enjoyable harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Perry, Ohio.
19-17 out of the timeout. Fort Recovery leading. And back to serve is Aubrey Kanapke. Fires it deep. It's dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set and the slam. And it was good. Had to check it. So just got to the line. Point goes to St. Henry. It is 19-18. And the serve will go back to the other side now. And Ella Zelzaith will be serving for St. Henry. Here's Delzaith firing it. Set up by Fort Recovery. Here they come, the slam. It's deflected. Kept alive by Fort Recovery, by St. Henry to the net. It's blocked. And the point's going to go to Fort Recovery. St. Henry could not get it over the nets. 20-18, Fort Recovery leads. Hope Wendell's going to go back and serve for Fort Recovery. Neither team has led by more than 2 points in this game. It's 20-18 right now. Wendell fires, dug out by St. Henry, put right across and down. Well, the defense was waiting for the set, and the center just popped it across and caught him napping. Point goes to St. Henry, 20-19. And now it's St. Henry serving. And it'll be Brianna Seifering. Seifering comes with the serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set. And now they'll pop it across. Dug out to the net for St. Henry. And they'll put it across. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Hit. And it's going to be dropped in and out. I say in and out. The putback by Fort Recovery was in, but then the player diving for St. Henry could not. Point to Fort Recovery, 21-19. And it is Marissa Garkey to serve. Fires St. Henry for this set. And they pound it. It's kept alive. Fort Recovery will set it. Put it over. Block. Hit again by St. Henry. Now comes back, and they'll power it. It is blocked and cannot be dug out by Fort Recovery. Point to St. Henry. 21-20. 21-20. Fort Recovery leads here in game two. And the serve goes back to the Redskins. Here's the serve. Dug out right to the net and the pound. And they're going to drop it in. Just lightly instead of a kill, but it's just as effective. Gets the point for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery up 22-20. Getting close to the end. Kiki Wendell to serve for Fort Recovery. Here's the serve. Drops in. Set to the net. And the putback. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. Put back over and drops in. Instead of the set, again, they just pop it over right to the corner. It's good. And this is the biggest lead of this game by either team, 3 points. Fort Recovery 23, St. Henry 20. And we're back after this on PG14, J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Been quite a game, this second one. The first game was pretty darn good, too. St. Henry won the first game 26-24. Right now, Fort Recovery leads game two 23-20, and this is the game that either team has led by more than 2 points. And Fort Recovery now 2 points away from winning. And it will be Kiki Wendell back to serve for the Indians. She's going to fire, and it's going to be saved. The set to the net and the pound, and it's good. Put down nicely by St. Henry, 23-21. And the lead is down to two. And the serve will go back to St. Henry. And to serve it again will be Lydia Whirling. Whirling will fire it here for St. Henry. Here it comes. Just got it across the net. Dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. Forkamp puts it down for the kill. Slammed it home. And now it's 24-21 and game point coming up for Fort Recovery. So it's game point and Emma Collig is going to be serving for the Indians for the win. So Collig at game point here. Collig, the left-hander, puts it over. Dug out by St. Henry to the net. The kill. Yep, saved away. Here's Fort Recovery putting it in and dropping it. Oh, dug out by St. Henry. Now the ball deflected. Dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. The pound kept out of there, kept alive. Put back over. St. Henry digging it out now to the net for the kill. Into the net and the game to Fort Recovery. So the point and the game goes to Fort Recovery, 25-21, and the 4 points, that was the biggest lead by either team in the game. So we're even at a game apiece as St. Henry won the first game, 26-24, and Fort Recovery takes the second game, 25-21. And we're back in just a couple of minutes here on PG14 and J Country 101, WPGW AM and FM, Portland, Indiana.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30 by 15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, it now becomes a best 2 out of 3 in this series, as both teams have won a game here so far. St. Henry the first game, 26-24. Fort Recovery just winning the second game, 25-21. So now we move on to game 3, and one team is going to be within a game then of winning this match. After watching these two teams a week ago play 5 games in a marathon over at St. Henry, this one doesn't surprise me in the least. St. Henry will be serving to start off game 3 here. We're even at a game apiece. Here comes the serve. Deep, dug out by Fort Recovery. Set high. They'll pop it across. It's deflected and good for a point. Fort Camp just popped it across, and a defender couldn't quite get to it. Point to Fort Recovery, and the serve to the Indians. Hope Wendell will go back and will serve for Fort Recovery. 1-0 here in game 3, even at a game apiece. Wendell fires deep, and it's dug out by St. Henry. The set, the kill, it's going to be a knuckle, and it's not going to be returned. So the point goes to St. Henry, and we are tied at 1-1. That last game, up until that final point, neither team had led by more than 2 or 3 points until Fort Recovery won it by 4. Here's the serve for St. Henry, dug out by Fort Recovery, and then pounded down by Lily Rammel. She slams it home. Point, Fort Recovery. It is 2-1, Indians lead here in game 3. Don't forget, we've got Colts football for you tomorrow on all 3 of our stations. Broadcast starts at noon, kickoff at 1. We'll pick it up on J Country 101 at about 2. Here is the ball hit high off the serve to the net, pounded, deflected, but out, and the point to St. Henry. And that was Seifring over there again. She is just almost good as gold. So it ties the game at 2-2, and the serve will go back to St. Henry. We're in game 3, as both teams have gained a victory in the previous 2 games, and here we are in the 3rd. Here's the serve. It is dug out, set up to the net by Fort Recovery, and hit down and put in there nicely by Paige Forkamp. Not really a kill, just kind of a little doink over there, putting it right where a defender was not, and it was inside the lines. Point to, no, they said it was out. Yeah, thought they'd signal it good, but they didn't. So here's the sir, and that is kept alive by Fort Recovery. This time it's hit by Fort Camp, but it's saved by St. Henry, and a double hit. And the point's going to go to Fort Recovery, and we're tied at 3-3. The calls have not been really signaled real well to us. Just a quick whistle and they move on. Here's the serve. Is set to the net. And a little doink kept alive by Fort Recovery. The set. and put down, dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set. Here's the kill. Blocked. Dug out by St. Henry. Another one, but somebody's over the net, and the point goes to Fort Recovery. A St. Henry player got into the nets underneath. And the point goes to Fort Recovery. 4-3, Fort Recovery leads. Kiki Wendell serves. Here's the ball. Oh, it just gets over, but it dropped in. And the point goes to Fort Recovery. No, the point goes... Now, wait a minute. They gave the ball to one end. Now they've rolled it to the other. It should have been Fort Recovery's point. It was. 5-3 is the score. Here's the serve, drops to the net, the kill, and that one's almost in the upper deck as it ricochets off down to my right. Hit the railing at the top of the section up there. Point goes to St. Henry, it's 5-4. Here comes the serve, kept alive by Fort Recovery, to the net, the kill, out. Point goes to St. Henry. 5-5 on the scoreboard. 5-5 your score. St. Henry serving again. And here's Claire Wendell firing. Kept alive. The set to the net. Forkamp has it blocked. Comes back. Dug out by Fort Recovery. And then put in and down by Paige Forkamp. On a crossing blow and gets it. And Fort Recovery leads 6-5. Now coming in to serve for Fort Recovery will be Emma Collig. It is 6-5 in favor of Fort Recovery. Collig will serve. The left-hander fires it across, deep, hit to the net, the set, and the kill, and it's good. 6-6, St. Henry gets the serve back. And now... back to serve for the Redskins is going to be Grace Lang. Here comes the serve. It's dug out by Fort Recovery. Hit right back to the net and over. Kept alive by St. Henry. They'll hit it deep. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set. Forkamp. And was it in? Yep. Fort Recovery got it in. Forkamp just snuck it in inside the line. 7-6. Indians lead. We're in game three. And it'll be Paige Forkamp to serve it now for Fort Recovery. Forkamp fires it across, just drops it in to the net, the save, and we got a player that fell across. The player that tried to dig it out did, but fell clearly across the line, couldn't help it. Point goes to Fort Recovery, 8-6. Sometimes you just... cannot control yourself the way you're falling. Has something to do with gravity. Forkamp to fire again. Here's the serve. Deep. And that ricochets off into the back wall. And that's a point on an ace. And it's 9-6 Fort Recovery. And Forkamp will be serving again for the Indians. Here's Forkamp. And she'll fire. And it's kept alive, but somehow getting it across, but out of bounds. It did not, it went over, but the thing is, it was well outside the net area. Point to Fort Recovery and timeout called by St. Henry. It's Fort Recovery 10, St. Henry 6. We're back after this on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, Fort Recovery has pulled out to a four-point lead here in Game 3, 10-6. And St. Henry needing a timeout to talk things over. The Indians will still be serving as Paige Forkamp will go back and serve again once we're done with the timeout. What a game here. St. Henry the first game, 26-24. Fort Recovery the second game, 25-21. Indians lead here in Game 3, 10-6. Page four, Camp fires it deep. It's dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set and the hit, and it's out. It's long, and the point to Fort Recovery. And the Indians lead by five now, 11-6. Fort Camp on a run. She's gone from, well, that's four in a row. Here's the ball, nearly an ace. Dug out by St. Henry, a doink, and that's going to be a point for St. Henry. Just dropped it in where the defense couldn't get it. So it is 11-7 as the lead is four for Fort Recovery. Subs in for St. Henry as the Indians will have the serve, and serving for them again will be Ella Delzeith. Fires it, and it's dug out. Indians somehow get it back over the net. Dug out by St. Henry, the set, and the put down. Nope, dug out by Fort Recovery. Here they come, and they'll put it in. Dug out, saved, and somehow it's knocked out, but the point will go to Fort Recovery. St. Henry player dove to the floor, kept it alive, but then the second player couldn't get it. So the point to Fort Recovery. Indians up 12-7 and serving. And it's going to be Aubrey Konapke. Konapke fires it over, and that's going to ricochet off the basket above us, and it's a point for Fort Recovery. That was just the knuckleball that a lefty can fire. Konapke again drops it in. It is dug out by the Redskins. The power blocked, dug out by St. Henry. They're going to put it over, saved again, and put under, and the point's going to go to Fort Recovery. Wild play there at the net as twice it was just over the net. Finally, a St. Henry player couldn't dig it out. It's 14-7 as Fort Recovery leads. And here's the serve. It's deflected. It's kept alive by Fort Recovery. The set, the doink, dug out by St. Henry. They'll set it to the net. They'll put it back over. Kept alive. Here's the ball to the near side. And it's dug out. Garkey got a hand on it. It's kept alive by Fort Recovery. To near side, Garkey again drops it out. She dropped it over, but just outside the line. Point to St. Henry. The Fort Recovery leading 14-8. They sort of have taken control here. Let's compare to what they normally have. Here's the ball on the serve. Kept alive by Fort Recovery, but out. Ends up over here just behind the benches. Point two, St. Henry makes it 14-9. And it will be served again here by Brianna Seifring of St. Henry. Here comes the serve. Oh, and she just got it in. It's kept alive to the net and dropped in and kept alive by St. Henry to the net. Kept alive by Fort Recovery, the set. And now we got somebody that was over the line. And it was the St. Henry. It was a Fort Recovery player because the point will go to St. Henry. So Seifring will serve again. It's 14-10. Here comes the serve, and it's out. Alertly, they were yelling back there, out. They let it go, and it's out, and the point goes to Fort Recovery, 15-10. So now the Indians will be serving it again, and Hope Wendell goes back to serve it. Fort Recovery leads 15-10 here in the third game. Here's the serve, just drops it across. Little mishandle, but finally it's going to be put back over by St. Henry. Fort Recovery, the block to the net, and then it's coming to the near side. It's going to be kept alive, but that'll be four hits. And it's going to be point to Fort Recovery. To 10. And we got a timeout called by St. Henry. So it is Fort Recovery 16, St. Henry 10. We're in game three, and we're back after this on PG-14, J Country 101.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Super Farm.
Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that teams work together and are in top physical conditions are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of the key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more turkey.
Hope Wendell serving again for Fort Recovery. Dug out by St. Henry to the net. The kill blocked, but out of bounds, and points to St. Henry. So St. Henry gets the point and the serve back. Fort Recovery's lead is 16-11 here in game three. And now here comes the serve for St. Henry. Just over the net. Kept alive to the net. Randall rams it home for the kill. Set up perfectly, and she slams it home. 17-11, Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve for the Indians. So here is Garkey. Here's the serve. Clean, dug out by St. Henry. The set, they'll drop it over. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, Rammel. It's deflected, but it's good. She just put it right off a defender, deep, and no one can get to it. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's lead is now 7. It's 18-11 here in game 3. Fort Recovery starting to show some control. Garkey to serve again. Garkey puts it over. Hit deep. Dug out. The set. The kill. The block. And it's good again by Fort Recovery. All of a sudden, their defense at the net is outstanding. Point to Fort Recovery. Indians up 19-11. And Garkey will be serving again. So here is Garkey. The serve just drops it over to the net. The set, the doink, but they can't get it over. Point Fort Recovery. That was on the third one. It never made it over, so you couldn't hit it again. It's 20-11 Fort Recovery. Indians in control now. Marissa Garkey again. Here is the serve. Oh, right into the net. Well, that snaps the string. Makes it 20-12. And the serve will go back to St. Henry. 20-12 here in game 3. We're even in a game apiece. Fort Recovery, though, in control of this one. And it is Lydia Whirling serving again for St. Henry. Dug out by Fort Recovery, but then they can't get to the second one. Point to St. Henry. Makes it 20-13. And it is Whirling to serve again. Lydia Whirling fires it. Dug out by the Indians. Here's the set. And Fortkamp hits it, but it's long. Too much on that one. Missed it by a good 4 or 5 feet. Point of St. Henry, it's 20-14. As the Redskins have scored 3 in a row. Here comes another service by Lydia Whirling. Whirling will fire, and it's long. Indians let it go and get the point. 21-14 in favor of Fort Recovery. And now Kiki Wendell will be serving as the Indians get very close to winning this third game. Here's the serve. Drops it in. And that's ricked back of a second player. The player up front never saw it. Hit her in the back. Drops down. Point Fort Recovery. 22-14. Kiki Wendell serves. Drops it in. Hit high. Here's the set to the net. They'll pound it. Deflected. And the point should go to St. Henry. And it does. Point to St. Henry makes it 22-15. And the serve will be coming next from Maya Niekamp. Niekamp on the far side. Here's the serve. It's returned to the net and put right down. It came right back to the net off the first touch by Fort Recovery and then just put right down by St. Henry's up front player. 22-16. Niekamp to serve again. And that's long. And the point goes to Fort Recovery. It's 23-16. Two more points for a victory here. And it'll be Emma Collig going back to serve it for Fort Recovery. 23-16 in favor of the Indians. Colleague fires it over, out. Missed it wide, right and long. So the point to St. Henry, 23-17. And the serve goes back now to Grace Lang of St. Henry. Lang fires into the net. And now it becomes game point as Paige Fortkamp is serving for Fort Recovery. Game point at 24-17. Paige Fortkamp trying to get the win here. Here it comes, fires, it's deflected high, dug out, gonna be trouble. Went to the net, got it over, set up by Fort Recovery to the net, and we got somebody in the net, and it was Fort Recovery in the net, point to St. Henry. So St. Henry now will be serving. 24-18, it's still game point for Fort Recovery. The serve now coming from Ella Delzeith of St. Henry. Ball just over the net. Dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. Here's the hit. Over. St. Henry drops it. They set it up. They put it over. It's deflected and under the net. And the game is over. Fort Recovery wins it 25-18. So Fort Recovery has won back-to-back games now and now leads 2-1. St. Henry won the first game, 26-24, and Fort Recovery has put back-to-back games now, 25-21, and this one, 25-18. Fourth game coming up on PG-14, J Country 101.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we go to game four here this afternoon as the Fort Recovery Indians and the St. Henry Redskins go at it. St. Henry took the opening game 26-24, but Fort Recovery has won the next two games, 25-21 and most recently 25-18. And now Fort Recovery just one more win from taking the match. Now, again, this is not a conference match today because this is just kind of making up because they cannot play in the invitationals that they usually do on Saturdays during volleyball season. That's because of COVID-19 and all the restrictions. So that's why a lot of the MAC teams are playing each other twice, home and home. But only the first one that was on the schedule originally counts as a conference match. So here we go. We'll go to game number four. And Fort Recovery leading now 2-1. And I want to correct myself on a name. I was informed during the break that it is Grace Lange. My apologies. I've seen that name pronounced Lange and Longy in southern Indiana, and now Lange here in western Ohio. But thanks for the update. I do appreciate it. Want to get it right. All right. Here's the first serve. And St. Henry digs it out, puts it over, and the point to St. Henry. As they're able to drop it across the net, and it's 1-0. And it will be the Redskins serving. And Brianna Seifring now will be serving it for the Redskins. She fires it across, dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, Rammel rams it home. Set her up perfectly, and that big right arm just slammed it home. 1-1 is the score. And going back is Marissa Garkey to serve it for Fort Recovery. Here is Garkey. She'll fire it across. Ooh, dug out. The set to the net. A little drop dug out by Fort Recovery. And the set. And Fort Camp will put it in, but it's dug out by St. Henry. To the net. And the slam. And that's a good kill there on the far side for St. Henry. Point to the Redskins. 2-1. St. Henry leads here early in game 3. So now the Redskins will be serving. And here is Niekamp serving deep and dug out by Fort Recovery. They'll slam it across, dug out by St. Henry. The set, the putback blocked in there, and the point goes. Rammel just blocked it right over for Fort Recovery. Oh, but they say she was in the net. They said she was in the net, so the point will go to St. Henry. So St. Henry gets the points. 3-1. St. Henry leads. Here's the serve. Dug out by Recovery. They'll slap it across. Dug out by St. Henry to the net. Put over. Dug out. Kept alive. Put back over. Again dug out by St. Henry to the net. The slam, and it's long. And the point goes to Fort Recovery. 3-2 is the score. Nice rally on both sides there. So now Kiki Wendell will be serving for Fort Recovery. Drops it across just in. Kept alive by St. Henry. Now back to Fort Recovery. The set put right across. Dug out by St. Henry. The set. The kill. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set. And the slam. Blocked around. And it's going to go out. A nice slam there by Paige Fortkamp off a defender. Point to Fort Recovery. And the score is tied 3-3. Nice to have those big hitters you can put up there. Here's Kiki Wendell to serve again. Fires it across, dug out by St. Henry, but they can't get the second one. It cut across to the right and didn't do it. Point to Fort Recovery. Indians have taken the lead 4-3. Kiki Wendell will again be serving for Fort Recovery. Drops it across, dug out. St. Henry with the set, the slam and down. And there again is one of those big hitters, as that was Sydney Schwederman for St. Henry and just slammed it home. Ties the score at 4-4. The serve will go back to St. Henry. And it'll be Lydia Whirling to serve it for the Skins. Here is the serve, and just across the net. Dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. The doink, and it's put in. Nicely done there by Paige Fortkamp. Point to Fort Recovery. It's a 5-4 lead for the Indians. And going back in service will be Emma Collig now for Fort Recovery. So Collig, the left-hander, drops it across deep. It's dug out by St. Henry. The set, the pound, the block, back to the net, and put down by the Indians. Set right up there and slammed down by Grace Guggenbiller. Right to her, and she knew what to do. 6-4, Fort Recovery leads. And again, it is Emma Collig to serve. Collig drops it deep, set up by St. Henry. Across the way, they'll drop it. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Fortkamp drops it deep, dug out. Ball high in the air. The slam by St. Henry. Blocked. The set. And here's the ball. Blocked again right back to the net. And put up again. to the net. And it's for a point for Fort Recovery. They got it right to Paige Forkamp, and she just used her fingertips to put it down. 7-4, Fort Recovery. Colleague serving again. Drops it over the set to the net. The slam dug out by Fort Recovery into the rafters, but they play it. Now back across. St. Henry digs it out to the net. The set blocked at the net. Dug out again by St. Henry. Now across. Fort Recovery digs it out. The set, they'll put it across, and they'll get it back across. It's dug out again. It's saved alive by St. Henry. Back to the net again. Here's the set by Fort Recovery. Forkamp puts it down. Forkamp able to just slam it home, and the point will go to Fort Recovery, and time out St. Henry. 8-4, Fort Recovery leads. We're back after this on PG14 and J Country 101.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery with an 8-4 lead. And it will be Emma Colleague serving again after the timeout. Fires it deep. It's hit right back to the net by St. Henry. The set. It's blocked at the net, and Fort Recovery blocks another one. The big girls up front for Fort Recovery, after that first game, have really just been blocking at the net superbly. Another point off that. 9-4 Fort Recovery. Colleague will again be serving. Here's Colleague, fires it deep, and they will let it go out. Wisely done there. He's been hitting it deep, but that one they let go out, missed by about a foot. 9-5, Fort Recovery leads St. Henry here in game number four. Here's the serve, and that's deflected off basically for an ace. There. And back in service is Niekamp for St. Henry. She comes up, fires it deep, and that's out. Too much on that one. 10-6, Fort Recovery leads, and Paige Forkamp now serves for Fort Recovery. 10-6, Indians. Here comes the serve, and she hits it deep. It's dug out, though, by St. Henry. The set, they'll put it to the net. It's dug out, put back over, blocked to the net. It's blocked again. There's a set to the net by St. Henry. They'll fire it deep and down. Gets the point. Makes it 10-7. And the serve will go back across. And it's going to bring up Grace Lange for St. Henry. Lange will fire it. It's dug out by Fort Recovery, but the return won't make it over. Point to St. Henry. And the Redskins are back within two. It's 10-8. Here's Lange again. Lange will fire it across. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, but I think we got two. Yep, we palmed it. It was a palm, not much doubt about that, and it's 10-9. And so now Lange can be serving to tie the game. Moments ago, looked like Fort Recovery was just in command. Here's the serve. It's dug out by Fort Recovery and the set, and Garkey has it blocked, but it's blocked back out of bounds, and the point goes to, well, they haven't put it up yet. Yeah, they do. Fort Recovery gets the point. It's 11-9. And coming in to serve is going to be Aubrey Kanapke for Fort Recovery. Here's the lefty, fires it across. It's dug out, the set, and the kill, and down for St. Henry. 11-10, and the serve goes back to St. Henry. 11-10. And the serve, and let's see, that will go, they'll go back to Ella Delzeith to serve for St. Henry. 1 point lead for Port Recovery, 11-10 here in game four. Here's the serve, dug out by Port Recovery, the set, and they'll pop it over. Saved, goes to the net for the kill, blocked by Port Recovery. Whitley Rammel just blocked it beautifully. Point Fort Recovery. Indians up 12-10. Well, a win in this game, and it's all over if Fort Recovery can pull out the victory. But with these two teams, don't count out anything. They had a marathon two-hour or so match just a week ago. Here is Hope Wendell serving, goes to the net. It'll be put up. Oh, and put down nicely by St. Henry. Little deceit there, but it worked like a charm. 12-11. They just faked and were able to pop it down off the fingertips right inside the line. Now, the serve dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. Rammel pounds it home. Anytime you can set that up, that's almost automatic for Whitley Rammel as she just slams it down. Point to Fort Recovery, 13-11 is the score. And Marissa Garkey now is going to be serving for Fort Recovery. Garkey fires it deep, dug out by St. Henry to the net, and they'll pound it down. And anytime you can set up Mia Niekamp over there, she's able to pop it down. 13-12, a 1 point Fort Recovery lead. But serving now is, here's the serve. Oh, it's kept alive by Fort Recovery. That would have been long. To the net, hit over, back to the net, kept alive by St. Henry. They'll get it across. Fort Recovery now setting it, and we got a net violation. Point to St. Henry. Stepped across the center line. And we have a tie game now at 13. Neither team running away with this one. Here comes the serve. Oh, just got over the net. It hit the net and came over, but it took such a ricochet that it's a point for St. Henry. Nicely done there as Carly Winter drops it across for them, and Winter will be serving again. St. Henry in the lead. Drops it across, and it's another one. It goes for an ace. Just softly dropped it across, and timeout Fort Recovery. It's St. Henry 15, Fort Recovery 13. We're back after this on PG 14 and J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
St. Henry serving again after the timeout. Here's the ball blocked at the net by St. Henry, and it's a point St. Henry. And all of a sudden, the Redskins are on a roll, and they lead by 16-13. Not long ago, they were down by four. Winner with the service, and it's long. A little too much energy in that serve. Point to Fort Recovery, 16-14, St. Henry leads. And here is Kiki Wendell to serve for Fort Recovery. Wendell fires it Dug out by St. Henry. The set to the net. They'll drop it in. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. The set. Here's Fort Camp. Oh, it's dug out. Put back to the net. The block. St. Henry now fighting to get it back. Here is the kill. Nope. Blocked by Fort Recovery. To the net. They'll put it in. Blocked again. And double hit. Off the block. It was a double hit off of Fort Recovery and the point to St. Henry. And St. Henry now leads 17-14. It looked like when it was 8-4 that Fort Recovery was in control, but St. Henry has roared back. St. Henry now will be serving. Here's Whirling serving, drops it in, and it's dug out, kept alive, and Forkamp's going to get it. It's deflected, but that's a point for St. Henry. It is now 18-14, St. Henry. And suddenly the Redskins are in control. Here's the serve. And mishandled, but Fort Recovery recovers to the net. Put over, dug out by St. Henry. The set, put over. It's dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, and put over. Oh, but not over. And the point goes to St. Henry as Fort Camp kind of got tied up. Couldn't do anything with it. 19-14, biggest lead of the game, and in quite a while for St. Henry. They've not led by five since the opening game. Here's the serve right into the net, though. So that's can be a big momentum swing. Fort Recovery gets the point and the serve back. St. Henry leads 19-15. And McCollig, though, is going to be serving for Fort Recovery. Here's Colling, the left-hander. Fires it. Dug out by St. Henry. The set. Here's the hit. Oh, but into the net. They were setting it up for the kill, and it never happened. Misplayed, and it's 19-16. Fort Recovery trying to rally. Here's Colling. Fires it again. Deep into the set. To the net. And save. Back across the net. St. Henry to set it across the way. The put back down and good. A little crossing pattern, and it was right in there. Point to St. Henry. St. Henry now leads 20-16. So the Redskins will be serving again. Just 5 points away from a win. And it would send us to a fifth and deciding game, which wouldn't surprise me. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, the pound, and down. No, it was out. Looked good. But now they don't get it. And a timeout, Fort Recovery. 21-16, St. Henry leads in game four. We're back after this on J Country 101 and PG-14.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
21-16 St. Henry. Here's the serve just over the net. In fact, it grazed the net before it got over. It's touched, hit over, dug out by St. Henry. Back across the net. The set. They go. Here's the ball blocked, and that's going to be under the net, and that's a point for St. Henry. Great defense at the net by St. Henry, and it's 22-16. The serve again for St. Henry. Out. No, they said it was in right on the line. Right on the line. It's an ace, 23-16. St. Henry in command. Every break going the Redskins' way. Here's the serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Up, they'll get it back over. Dug out by St. Henry. The set. Here's the kill. Drops in. Game point now for St. Henry. Why is it not going to surprise me to see this go in five games? Thought it was a 2.5 hour marathon a little over a week ago, and we're well in that today. Game point for St. Henry. The serve is out. It's long, and it's 24-17. Now Fort Recovery has a chance to try and serve and get back in it. 24-17, it's still game point. And it'll be Paige Fortkamp serving it for Fort Recovery. Fortkamp fires it. Oh, that ricochets off the arm of a deep defender. That's an ace. And it's 24-18. Still game point. But Fortkamp still serving for Fort Recovery. Fortkamp. She looks. Here comes the serve. Fires it deep, and that's out, and that's the game. St. Henry wins game four, 25-18. So we are going to go to a fifth and deciding game in this one. So far, St. Henry won the first game, 26-24. Fort Recovery won 25-21 and 25-18. And St. Henry just won the fourth game, 25-18. We'll play to 15 to determine a winner. That's coming up here on J Country 101 and PG-14.
It's football season, and everyone wants to be a part of the winning team. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we want you to call the right play and join our team. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group can find the right plans to protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Huddle up with us today and step inside the fort for the protection you and your family need. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kalb Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49, south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, caring food.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, here we go. Fifth and deciding game between St. Henry and Fort Recovery. Two wins apiece. We'll play to 15 to determine a winner. And it won't come easy. We went to a fifth and deciding game a week ago Thursday over at St. Henry. Fort Recovery won the fifth game 15-9. And we'll see what happens in this one. Fort Recovery will be serving first. And it's Hope Wendell serving. Here we go. Fifth game. And the serve. Oh, it's deflected. That would have been out. But they'll play it to the net. It's kept alive by Fort Recovery on the return and then dropped over, kept alive by St. Henry to the net. They'll pound it in, dug out by Fort Recovery to the far side. Rammel will put it to the back. It's dug out by St. Henry to the net, dug over, hit back, knocked around. St. Henry trying to get it back over. They do. It's to the net. Here is the set. Here's the ball doinked over, knocked back, saved by St. Henry, back to the net. They'll get it, dug out by Fort Recovery. It's brought to the near side, put down and in for Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey with the slam and the kill, and the all-important first point goes to Fort Recovery. That was quite the exchange. 1-0 Indians. Wendell will serve. It's dug out by St. Henry. The little doink drops, dug out and to the net, and dug out again by St. Henry. Here is the ball slammed, dug out by Fort Recovery, the set, and they'll bring it back over. Here's the ball to the net, the set, the slam, blocked, dug out. Here's St. Henry trying to get it across. They do. Fort Recovery now to the far side. Rammel rams it home. Whitley Rammel got it on the slam. 2-0 Fort Recovery. Those were two long exchanges to start this game. How competitive are these two? Wow. Wendell fires it deep, and it's in, an ace. They let it go, and it's just inside the line, and it's 3-0 Fort Recovery. And Wendell trying to make it 4-for-4. Hope Wendell fires it, dug out by St. Henry, the set, far side, slam, dug out by Fort Recovery, to the net, Rammel drops it in, dug out by St. Henry, the set back over, oh, put back over by Rammel! She didn't fall for it that time, the hand was up there and rammed it right home. 4-0 Fort Recovery. And we had a timeout called by St. Henry, and the St. Henry coach not happy about something, but expresses it to the official. Timeout, though. Fort Recovery 4, St. Henry nothing. We're right back on J Country 101.
Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that teams work together and are in top physical conditions are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of the key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more turkey.
4-0 Fort Recovery here in the fifth game. We play only to 15 in the fifth and deciding game. So every point is huge. 4-0, and Hope Wendell's going to be serving again for Fort Recovery after the St. Henry timeout. So here we go. Hope Wendell, the serve, deep, dug out by St. Henry, the set. They'll put it across, blocked. Dug out by St. Henry, the set, they'll slam, and that one's good. And there's the first point for St. Henry. 4-1, and now the Redskins get the serve. The serve from back deep. And here it comes from Seifring. She fires just across the net. It grazed it, in fact, to the net. The put down, deflected and down for Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey with it. And it's 5-1 Fort Recovery. And now Garkey will be serving for the Indians. Here's Garkey, the serve. Drops it deep. That ricochets off. It's going to be hit again. And now St. Henry gets it back across, but out. They were desperate to hit it the third time and get it across, but it dropped out on the far side. Point to Fort Recovery. It is 6-1 Indians. Marissa Garkey will serve it again. Garkey fires deep. It's deflected. It's hit to the side. And the hit dug out by Fort Recovery. Kept alive across the net. St. Henry will save it to the net. Block. But it's going to drop in. And the point will go to St. Henry. Just a little fingertip drop across the net. Sometimes they're as good as a kill. 6-2 Fort Recovery. And now the serve for St. Henry. Here it comes across, dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, Rammel, rams it home, deflected, but dug out by St. Henry, and put back across, blocked at the net by Rammel. Point, Fort Recovery. 7-2 Indians. Great at the net defense. Kiki Wendell now to serve for Fort Recovery. Fires it across. Oh, and off a fingertip and dropped by St. Henry. Indecision, didn't know if to use both hands as a fist or off the fingertips, and dropped. And timeout St. Henry. It is 8-2 Fort Recovery. We're back after this on J Country 101 PG-14.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery leads 8-2 here in the fifth and deciding game of this match. And they'll be serving as Kiki Wendell goes back in service. He only played a 15, so 7 more points, and Fort Recovery will record the win. Wendell. She will fire it, drops it in. St. Henry will dig it out, the set, the pound, and they slam it home. Nicely done there by Ella Delzeit. Point to St. Henry, make it 8-3. And the serve will go to the Redskins. And let's see, going back to serve is going to be Brianna Seifring, I believe. Nope. No, it's going to be Liddy Werling. So Werling goes back to serve for St. Henry. Here's Werling. Steps up, fires. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set and the pound. And it's down. Paige Fortkamp drops it just inside the line. And it's 9-3. And the serve goes back to Fort Recovery. Now your big hitters hit big in key moments. Emma Collig goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. 9-3 Indians. Here's the serve just across the net. Dug out by St. Henry. The set. They'll poke it over. Kept alive. The set. Gonna have to hustle. They'll get it back across. It's dug out by St. Henry. The set to the net. Blocked! Kept back alive by St. Henry. Fort Recovery now. Here's the ball down. And in! Paige Fortkamp drops it in again in the corner. Dropping it in, and the score is 10-3. Getting ahead of myself. Here's the serve. Dug out by St. Henry. To the net. They'll pound it down. It's dug out by Fort Recovery. Kept alive. Hit into the far court. St. Henry digs it out. The set. They'll poke it over and mishandled by Fort Recovery. Makes it 10-4. Ball goes back to St. Henry. And serving it there is going to be Mia Niekamp. Niekamp will fire it. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, the pound, down again by Fortkamp. The kill. Or did it go out? It went out. They said no, it was out. It is a point to St. Henry. It's 10-5. Niekamp with the serve. Gets it across, right at the net, mishandled. Another point to St. Henry. Travis Guggenbiller trying to cheer on his team to get back in it. 10-6 is the score. Here's the serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set and put in out. Indians trying to go for the corner and missed again. It's 10-7. Well, this one's going to go right down to the wire. You just knew it. We got a timeout by Fort Recovery. 10-7. Don't go anywhere. This one's not over yet. You're listening to high school volleyball here between Fort Recovery and St. Henry on PG-14 and J Country 101.
It's football season, and everyone wants to be a part of the winning team. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we want you to call the right play and join our team. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group can find the right plans to protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Huddle up with us today and step inside the fort for the protection you and your family need. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We are in the fifth and deciding game here between these two arch rivals, just 8 miles apart. And Fort Recovery leads 10-7, but St. Henry just rallying back. St. Henry with the serve out of the timeout. Here's the serve. It's kept alive by Fort Recovery to the hole. And dropped in! No, was that in or was that down? Yep, point goes to Fort Recovery. St. Henry tried to disguise it like they'd hit it, but it hit off the floor. Point to Fort Recovery. 11-7. We played a 15 in the fifth game. Here comes the serve by Fort Camp. It's deep. That's going to be hard. It's going to be brought back. And St. Henry does get it back across to the net for Fort Recovery. And now blocked at the net and dropping in. A point to Fort Recovery. It's 12-7. Fort Camp will serve again. Indians can smell it now within 3 points. Here is Fort Camp. Fires it into the net. Too much juice flowing. These girls are energized right now. 12-8. And the serve back to St. Henry. Here comes the serve for the Redskins. Dug out by Fort Recovery to the net. Put over and out. They tried to drop it inside the line and missed. Point to St. Henry. It's 12-9. St. Henry serving again. And here's Grace Lange. Lange will fire it. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Put back over. Knocked around to the net. And then out. And what do we got here? The point's going to be given to St. Henry. The point goes to St. Henry. And it's 12-10. So the point goes to St. Henry. It is 12-10. Lange will serve. Hits it. Dug out by the Indians to the net. The pound, it's deflected. That's an in. It deflected off a defender. Point for Fort Recovery. It's 13-10. Two more points for Fort Recovery. This one's going to go right to the wire. You just knew it. Here's the serve. Deep in the backcourt and mishandled. Aubrey Kanapke drops it right off the fingertips of a St. Henry hitter, and now it is game and match point for Fort Recovery. Kanapke fires, dug out to the net, and drops Lynn, and Fort Recovery wins. Fort Recovery wins the game and the match 15-10. Wow, these two teams put on a show when they play each other, I want to tell you. Two times within about 9 days, and it has gone to the wire every time. So Fort Recovery wins it. 26-24 St. Henry in the first game. Fort Recovery in the second game, 25-21. Fort Recovery the third game, 25-18. St. Henry the fourth game, 25-18. And in the fifth and deciding game, it's Fort Recovery winning by a score of 15-10. Wow. If you came out and watched this one today, trust me, you got your money's worth. We'll be talking to head coach Travis Guggenbiller about this one. That is still to come here on PG14 and J Country 101, WPGW AM and FM, Portland, Indiana.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, back at the Fortside Fieldhouse at Fort Recovery, where Fort Recovery pulls out another marathon win over St. Henry today. St. Henry won the first game 26-24. Fort Recovery took games 2 and 3, 25-21 and 25-18. The fourth game went to St. Henry 25-18. And then in the fifth and deciding game, 15-10 Fort Recovery for the victory. Head coach Travis Guggenbiller with us. And I said when you came up, I said, you like marathons with these guys, don't you?
Yes, we do.
They're exciting. Two good competitive teams, I tell you.
You know, it's just, what, 5 miles, 6 miles down the road? So it's like playing your neighbor. And so, you know, going into the game, it's going to be a tough game. And so it's a battle every time we play them.
And, you know, it just seems like whenever somebody took control, maybe a timeout or just a quick word of encouragement, and back came the other team, it was like that all day.
It was. You know, it was a back and forth situation. You know, we just kept telling our girls that, you know, when we play clean, we look really, really good when we play clean. And so we just kept telling those girls to keep thinking about those situations there. And, you know, I thought we came out the fifth set starting off strong, which is why we were able to pull away in the end.
I thought your defense at the net, so many times you'd have one blocked right there when it looked like St. Henry was about to take it.
Yeah.
You block it, and that was the key.
Yeah, I said actually we won the joust ball a lot. Those tight balls, we kept them on their side instead of our side, and I think that was huge today, you know. Whenever you are, our front row presence can be strong, you know, it can get into the minds of the attackers on the other team. So I think our blocking did a nice job overall today.
You know, you'd played them just, what, 8 days ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you were so familiar, and like you say, you're only a few miles apart. Yep. You're playing your neighbors.
Yep.
You don't have to really explain what they do. They know it, but it's just getting them to do that thing without using too much emotion sometimes.
Yeah, and, you know, every time we play St. Henry, you throw records away, and it's just right. It's, you know, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's all mentality, you know, and that was the mindset that our girls came in today. Actually, this is a monstrous win for us because of we needed this big win to help us get that place, you know, I think in districts to, you know, get the votes that we need. So it was, St. Henry is a fantastic team, well coached, and I'm proud of the girls the way they pulled away today. So,
okay, this sets up, you're getting down to the home stretch of the season now. Yeah. After two emotional wins like this, yeah, against these teams, you know, what do you do for an encore, I guess?
Well, you know, we go out the next game here. We have a game on Monday, so we're going to rest tomorrow. Monday we play Crestview, another team that has a lot of talent, team that fights well. And then we have we go into that game with the mindset of just taking control and being under control the whole game. You know, you want to control that game. And I keep telling the girls, I feel like that's the mindset I'm trying to get those girls to understand is I thought we controlled this game too. I felt like we made too many mistakes and it's how they came back in the game. So, you know, it's just looking at it one ball at a time and then, you know, from there getting some rest, eating properly, taking care of yourselves, and then going back at it the next day.
Sometimes it's so hard to judge the distance when you're trying to drop it inside those lines.
Yes.
You know, so many times it's like, okay, you got the defense where you want them, but putting it inside that line is such a hard thing to do.
You know, it is really hard because a scrappy team is going to pick those balls up. So you tell those girls, you find them, and St. Henry did that a lot. They kept, you know, they had a lot of balls up in the air, which can be frustrating from the attacking opponent, you know. So you just keep telling those girls, they're there, all right. You just got to keep pushing them there. You're going to get the ball. So, you know, it's always easier said than done, you know, and so we just keep going at it every day at practice and fighting it one day at a time.
And it seems like, too, every time you get in to run, there's a serve that goes long or something, just too much energy
it
flowing.
It is. It's just that's why I tell those girls, focus. Like, calm down. Take your time back there. You have, like, 5-10 seconds back there. Take your time. Get that ball a nice toss and place that ball in the right spot.
Well, Coach, this definitely gives you a good weekend feeling
yes,
here.
Yes, it does. It's a way how it's like how it's how I want to finish the weekend, and it feels good.
So. All right. Well, go enjoy the weekend. Right, congratulations on a great win, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, thank you.
All right, Travis Guggenbiller, head coach of the Lady Indians from Fort Recovery. They win another marathon. This is twice within about 8 days or so that they have won marathon matches over St. Henry. 26-24 St. Henry in the first game. 25-21 Fort Recovery in the second game. 25-18 Fort Recovery in game three. St. Henry took game four, 25-18. And then the final game goes to Fort Recovery, 15-10. St. Henry with the loss drops to 11-6. Fort Recovery with the win improves to 14-2. And as the coach said, they've got a match here at home on Monday, taking on Crestview as they get down here the home stretch. And every match becomes more and more important, especially for seeding for the districts coming up. Well, our thanks to the folks here at Fort Recovery for an exciting time today. And by the way, Fort Recovery made it a sweep. They won the junior varsity contest today, 25-23 and 25-13. And in the varsity, it took five games again, but Fort Recovery pulls it out, winning in the fifth and deciding game 15-10 over St. Henry. Our thanks to Lindsey Green and Eric Catterly back at the studio for their help. And we thank you for joining us today. And another great match. Fort Recovery wins it in five games today over St. Henry. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for joining us and have a good weekend. Good afternoon from Fort Recovery.
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.